Phoenix Audio presents
Hammerheads, a novel by Dale Brown. Chapter 1. Joint Tactical Drug Interdiction Information Center, Miami Air Traffic Control Center, Miami, Florida. They called it the witching hour, the time from 8 p.m. to 1 a.m. where the smugglers seemed to come out of the woodwork. In the basement of Miami Air Traffic Control Center in Miami, three men were out looking for them. These men, two customs service agents and one Coast Guard petty officer, were manning the radar screens of the Joint Tactical Drug Interdiction Information Center, JTDIIC, the control center where all air traffic in the southeast United States was kept under constant watch. On the two 24-inch radar screens in the tiny room, the JTDIIC call sign Slingshot combined radar data from Federal Aviation Administration radars, aerostats, balloon-borne radars located in Florida, the Bahamas, and Puerto Rico, and military radar units to form a complete picture of the hundreds of aircraft from North Carolina to New Orleans, including the eastern Gulf of Mexico, the eastern Caribbean, and northern Cuba. They could scan for any aircraft, receive coded identification and flight data information, gain access to flight plans and customs pre-declarations, talk with air traffic controllers, and vector in customs service or Coast Guard interceptor aircraft to trail a suspect aircraft. In reality, Slingshot didn't watch each and every aircraft out there. That would be all but impossible for three men. Powerful computers processed the information on the screens and squelched or eliminated aircraft that were not suspected of doing anything illegal or following suspect flight profiles. Commercial airliners, local flights, aircraft cleared or talking with air traffic control, or aircraft on established airways and flying at normal route altitudes and airspeeds were electronically removed from the screens.